Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, can you believe it? June 20th, 2016. And I believe Aretha is going to be taking a little break this morning. She had a few
I'm here.
Aretha, hello. How are you?
Who did you think was saying hello to you?
I couldn't recognize your voice. I thought I had a stand-in this morning.
You
must have got back. Tell me you got back from another one of your vacations, right?
No, I wish.
But anyway,
I had a little toothache this morning, so I went and took care of that.
You know, that's something that's going to eventually face all of us. What do we do about it? Do you just get them all taken out and have these new fancy implants put in, or do you just, I don't know.
No, because you can have problems with implants, too, so that's not the solution.
See? Okay. All right. So, you know, I'll play that by ear. But anyway, June 20th, guys, and we're sitting here in cool Southern California.
Yeah, right. Well, I rode with my top down this morning, and it was hot. I had the air conditioning on. Finally, I had to roll the top up. It was just too hot.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, you know, we don't, you know, it has been hot. I mean, Phoenix, what, like 119, and Palm Springs, you know, 150. That's hot, but it's not like in L.A. and that we have these all the time. I mean, the average temperature.
True, but that, actually, Jim, that's going to be my hot topic, so let's go to hot topic.
Okay, we'll stay away from that. We'll stay away from that. Okay. Brief, I don't know if
well, we can
know
that.
Ripped from the headline, today's hot topic.
Yeah, the heat wave is on. Remember the song, The Heat Is On? The heat is definitely on in Los Angeles, and from what I understand, all over the country. It's supposed to be over 100 degrees in L.A. today, and like I said, it was hot. I was driving around L.A. this morning before 10 o'clock in the morning, and it just was too hot to have my top down with the air conditioner on. So, you know, I don't know. They claim it's global warming, but at the same time, we had lots of cold weather, and it's just amazing. You know, my opinion about the whole global warming thing, if anyone cares, is that there have been cycles of bizarre weather over the history of the planet. So I don't know that it's anything that people are necessarily doing that's causing the global warming. But it definitely is hot in L.A. today. I don't know if that's global warming or just regular cycle of temperatures. It seems to me when I was a kid, it was hot above 100 degrees in Los Angeles more than it is now. Now, that could be my imagination, but that's what it feels like to me. So I personally don't like the heat. I don't have air conditioning. I live in one of the pre-air conditioning condos of Los Angeles, and I live upstairs, so I expect it to be warm, but, you know, you live with it. I mean, there are people who lived how many years without air conditioning in much worse conditions than we're in, so, but it is a heat wave, and I just want to remind everybody, stay hydrated, drink plenty of water. And soda is not water. Tea and coffee are not water. Even though they're made of water, it's not the same. You need to be drinking lots and lots of water to stay cool. And be careful of, you know, being outside too much in the sun. We all need our vitamin D, but at the same time, too much and you will get burned. It does ultimately cause skin cancer if you get way too much sun. So, you know, just take it easy. Don't do a lot of activities outside. If you have an air conditioner, use it wisely. We've got blackouts in Los Angeles where just too many appliances are being run at the same time. So just look out for yourself. Remember, it's hot. Conserve your energy and do all your laundry and your heavy appliance use early in the morning or late in the evening. And that's the heat wave. And your hot topic, yep. Jim.
That's what's hot, right, Reese? That's what's hot.
That's what's hot.
Well, this Saturday, I went to one of our team members, Sophia Alvarez, had just an amazing event out in Ontario, the Total Surrender Worship event out at, it was held out in Ontario, and it was it's such interesting. Carmelita Pittman, who sang at the White House, was there with her performance, and so many more people I talked to, and the backgrounds were amazing. That, you know, lifetime backgrounds, 40 years in the business, and entertainers and speakers. It was just amazing. Good job, Sophia. And, you know, guys, I don't know if you follow, but what an NBA playoff. After 52 years of waiting for the Cavaliers to come out, they did. They came out on top in a 3-3 game tie, right? And remember how it
was
going. All right, so the battle for the championship, all right, the final score, 93 to the Golden State Warriors, 89. So they came out on top of this one, and the last point for the Cavs was made by none other than LeBron James, but you know, it was Kyrie Irving that made the three-pointer that put him ahead, that won the game. But actually, what happened? I don't know if you saw it, Reed, but LeBron, I mean, he swore he's going to bring it back to the Cavaliers, and he did. And they got the championship. But, you know, 3-3 tie, and then ending like that. It's the first time ever that they came back from being three games behind. So that was it. But what he did was he went to make a two-pointer, jumped up, and he fell. So it got fouled, but he fell to the ground. When somebody that big falls, it hurts. So he wound up doing two-point free throw. He got one of them, but the rest is history. They're going to Vegas, and then they're heading home for the big deal. So in golf, the U.S. Open, Dustin Johnson won the title at the U.S. Open. And in weather, well, we know what's happening. Reese went over the heat wave and the global market surge. Okay, guys, still unclear if it's going to leave the European Union. If it does, it's going to make a little ripple in the stock market. So, you know, we'll see what happens there. Senate to vote today on gun control measures. So we're going to see what happens there. It's going to be an interesting day. They pretty much say the measures are doomed, but we'll see. U.S. equity futures point to 200-point gain. And the Dow futures point to 200-point gain. Is that, Reef? I don't know. What does that mean?
I don't do the market well, so I couldn't tell you.
Well, I don't know, Reef, if you heard about Anthony Yelchin. I don't know if you follow the names that closely, but one of the stars of Star Trek, there was a couple of them, they had the Russian accent. He was killed at home. He was by his fence, the gate, doing something, and his car, the brake came off, and it rolled back and hit him. So that's, you know, these accidents happen like that, which shows that we got to be double safe when we do things. I mean, got to make sure, especially when they're in those hills. You know, it's like some of the areas where you live, it's not all flat. You know, it's not like you pull in your driveway; it's flat. It's this angled hill driveway. But
good morning, Jim.
We got Sophia. Hi, Sophia. Thanks for popping on. Reefa, you know Sophia Alvarez.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi, Reefa. How are you doing? Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. And Reefa, I know you weren't able to make it, but that event that Sophia had, congratulations, Sophia. I mean, held out in Ontario. It was total. Talk about faith being in the air. Talk about an atmosphere of peace and everything. Sophia, I think you hit a home run. And you had some interesting people show up. Who do we have? Carmelita Pittman? She saw dance, everything. And give me a couple of the other ones because I don't have the memory. But who are
we have,
like the gentleman with the hat?
Yes, so, Mr. Steve Hunt is going to be my co-host for Total Surrender Radio. Yes.
Oh,
yes, Mr. Steve Hunt.
Steve,
go ahead.
Right. And
yes,
the one lady who kind of has the Dolly Parton look.
Okay. Yes, that's Wendy Lynn
Wendy.
Adams. She was there. Yes, Wendy was there also. And I also have one of my co-partners and pastor, Charlotte Wagner. She's online too. She can share her experience of Saturday. She played in the piano and just sang in the spirit, and it was just so beautiful. And
God.
We had this wonderful artist. And then we had Nation of Salvation up there. We also had Revival Now, which is a really wonderful, wonderful worship team. I mean, we just kept on going to what, 2 a.m., Jim?
Oh, my God, yeah. And, you know, it was, you could use words like spellbound and things like that. Some of the performers, it was just so peaceful. And then some of the people got up with the, I don't know what you call them, not flags, but, the, you know, when they twirled
yes,
around, probably like
yes,
that.
Yes, they were flaggers, yes.
Flaggers, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they were up there, Reed, there was like eight or ten of them, and they would go
mm-hmm.
in unison with the singers, and
it
was really, really cool. And this one group, there was like 10 members of the band,
mm-hmm.
and wow, it was, of course, you know, I got some of it on film, Reed, so you didn't miss it all, but yeah, Sophia, it was great, and I give you credit for just hanging in there for such a long time. You know, it's not like a three-hour event that goes on for... Yeah, what, 8 hours?
Well, usually, that was the first time that I did actually just one day. And so usually what I do is 72 hours of continuous praise and worship. So this will be the last time. I don't know unless the Lord puts it that way, but the next date that I plan to do another event like this is going to be December 30th and onto January 1st. So we're going to go back to the 72 hours.
December
30th. Okay, so, Sophia, if people want to look forward to the next praise and worship event, where would they get in contact with you?
They can actually contact me directly on Facebook right now. They can hit me up at my Facebook, Sophia Alvarez, and then it's the number 8. And so hit me up there, or they can call me directly or message me, and then I'll give them the phone number. Right now I'm working on my website, so they'll be able to also reach out there, or they can reach out to either one of you, or somehow they'll get a hold of me, but yes.
Well, great. Thanks for calling in, Sophia.
Thanks,
and we
Sophia.
Have to go to a commercial break.
All right. Be good.
Welcome
Bye-bye.
To EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Well, talk about the easy way, although I don't know how stunt driving could possibly be easy, but we have a wonderful, wonderful man who is our guest today. Is our guest on? I want to make sure he's there. Sammy?
Hello, Rita. Hi, Jim. This is Mary Maloof. This is Sammy's mom.
Now that's really awesome. I hear you are stunt woman also.
Really?
Are you a stunt woman also?
Well, of course. I'm Sammy's mom. I have to be something too. Right?
Awesome. So we have Sammy Malouf's mother on the line. And what's your first name?
Yeah, everybody calls me Sito, which is grandma.
Oh, Sito. Okay.
Yeah. They don't know my name anymore. They say, hi, Sito. And I say the same. Anyway,
now
what can I...
In what language?
Lebanese.
Lebanese. Ah, okay, Sito.
Yeah,
so
they say,
now you are a stunt woman, and you do driving stunts and other stunts too?
No. Tell her what you do, Mom.
Here's the hey, Rita. This is me, Sammy Malouf. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, first
oh,
and
hey,
foremost,
Sammy, what's going on?
I would like to say thank you to you and Jim and of course, Eric and Sophia, thank you so very kindly for even thinking of us. Hope you all are having a beautiful, beautiful, blessed, prosperous, and highly favored day.
Well, you know, everybody, to say that Sammy has had an interesting career is an understatement. You know, stuntman, Fast and Furious, automotive high performance expert, the business speaker, success coach, preacher. I mean, it goes on and on. And if I kept going on, the show would be over, Sammy. So I'm just going to kind of turn it over to you. And thanks for you and your mom for coming on. And you know Rita, you know.
Yes. What a beautiful individual, Rita. You know, when God was building special people, he spent all day with you. And I don't know if the people really know all the lives that you touch, but I'm sure they will know.
Well, thank
you.
You know, I'm pretty fortunate to have my mom. I didn't hear you, love. Say it one more time.
Tell us what you're up to.
Well, you know I'm a Hollywood stuntman. I build race cars, and we have an outreach called Winning at the Race of Life, and where we go all over the United States and we mentor. You know, we speak to schools, colleges, prisons, juvenile halls, businessmen, businesswomen in corporate America. We bring our stunt team, you know, which includes, you know, our singers, songwriters, speakers, and we bring our drivers, which is another driver, myself and Chris. We put out a course, and we speak, and then we give kids rides and parents rides and people rides in our cars.
Cool.
Yeah, we put out a course. Now my mom is now look here's the story about Mary Malouf. I'm pretty fortunate to still have my mom with us. She gets around just great. She's 92 years old, and yeah, growing up with Mary Malouf was an absolute blessing because they instilled the foundation of doing what was right because it was the right thing to do, not because we felt like doing it. It wasn't always politically correct with my father and mother. It was correct, and that's all there was to it. So, yes, and now that, you know, they own a lot of real estate and rental properties. And, of course, I trained my mom to do driving because I gave her a ride one time on her birthday, and she got on a microphone and got a little lippy and said, "You're going to watch me do it." So I put her, it's on YouTube, so I put her in a car and I started training her to do stunt driving at 89 years old. So she only does it with us. She doesn't do it on movie sets. She's been on some movie stuff with me and done some background driving. But here she wants to say something.
Jim and Rita, there is so much excitement over here at Malouf Racing that I just had to get into it. I've enjoyed every bit of it, and I am very, very fortunate to live as long as I have, and I ask our Lord to give me 25 more years, and I'm working on that now.
Mary,
there is
so
much excitement.
Mary, they say you're never too old to learn, you know, and they're thinking, okay, you know, when I get into my retirement age, I'm going to learn how to do weaving, or I'm going to learn how to do shuffleboard. But did you ever think, in this case, you'd be 89 and learn to do stunt car driving and race car? It's like, what the heck? That's not really on the list for a lot of people at that age. That's, so
there's been a lot of excitement in my life. There's been a lot of excitement in my life, but nothing like it has been in the last 5-6 years being over here at Sammy Malouf Racing and being a part of it. Oh, what a thrill it is.
You know,
that's
Rita,
awesome.
Rita, when I went over to Sammy's garage, and, you know, like, I go back, because I had a car club back in the 60s, and we did all kinds of, you know, the Mopars and the small blocks, Sammy knows. And when I got over there, I saw it just brought back old memories, you know, from all the small blocks he had, the big blocks, all kinds of, just he put stuff together that was amazing. But what got me, Reese, was I went over there another time, and the place is loaded full of these just unbelievable cars. And yet I went back one time in the garage, all the cars were moved out. And I'm thinking, what's going on? And they were full of people sitting in chairs. And here's Sammy teaching them the word. I mean, it was just amazing. And the atmosphere in there was so great. So, wow, you got to experience that, Reefa. You know, all the race cars are moved out, and Sammy gets kids in the neighborhood to sit in there and listen to the word and everything. And it was really exciting. And what a shop you got, Sam. And Mary, you got to be so proud of your son, huh?
Yes, I am. And I'll tell you right now, Bible study every Sunday at Sam's Automotive here, it is great. And every Sunday, more people come and more people enjoy it. And they bring some more people. It is awesome.
Oh, see?
Now, where would it, is it open to the public to come to your Bible study? Of course.
Oh, yes.
That's usually public, but
it is. It's open to everybody, you know. And here's what happens, you know. I love the Lord with all my heart, and He's been the biggest part of my life. And Rita, one day you and me, I'd love to invite you and Jim out. I'll take you to a Lebanese restaurant up here, and we'll sit down and we'll fellowship for a few hours, and I can really get into a lot of testimonial stuff that would just literally bless the socks off of you, from legs growing out and, you know, cancer leaving and teeth growing in. And, you know, we serve a supernatural God. But I train people in this type of setting. Foundation is everything. So I train them whether they're young or old. There's three ways, Reetha, only three, that they'll ever have failure or victory. And I use the biblical principles. I don't have to beat them in the head with the Bible or beat them in the head with Jesus, even though He is the biggest part of my life. But God showed me, before I can enter a room, I got to create a door. And that door is the way when the Holy Spirit shows you exactly how to minister a message. And the thing is this, there's three ways. Number one, our thoughts. No one will ever have a good relationship if they have bad thoughts. Number two is their words. Words are containers. They carry power. They leave our mouth, but they don't leave our life. And number three is who we associate with. You know, who you associate with will literally undermine, discount, ruin, and abort your future doors in your life. And I can go into detail in all of those. It would take so much time, but I would never be that disrespectful to your show. But I do know this. When I do train them, you got to remember this. The past will never destroy your future. It's only the thoughts of your past that will. People got to realize that yesterday is over with. If they've been cleansed from it, today's a brand new day. You need to start where you want to be in life instead of start where you're at, if you can understand what I'm saying.
Exactly. That's.
And the crowd at the beginning of the race, at the starting line, it's a different crowd at the finish line. So you just need to keep your eyes on the finish line and not worry about the crowds in the beginning. They were there, but now you're going to have new crowds coming into your life. You just got to know how to remember, honor and respect will get you what your diplomas and your degrees and your talents can't. I've learned that respect opens the door and disrespect closes it.
It's like Sammy, I kind of relate it to, there's like two ladders in life. People want to climb the ladder of success. And, you know, I was servicing a fire system one time, and when I was leaving, I said, well, if you got any questions, just ask. And they kind of joked around. They said, yeah, what's the meaning of life? And I just said, love, you know, having that care for your neighbor net. But you got the two ladders, and people got to be careful. You don't want to just try to climb that one ladder that takes you up to the more powerful positions. It's that spiritual ladder that's there that'll take you up. That's not a dead end. You know, the first ladder, sometimes it just kind of may take you to certain type of homes you want, and yachts and so on, and fancy cars, but it doesn't take you to the where that second ladder will take you. I don't know, Sam, you think that's kind of corny?
Well, here, you're absolutely right, and the problem is this. People don't know how to separate religion from relationship. So they think that the Bible is religion, and it's really the furthest thing from it.
You know, in fact, the Bible says our religious traditions will make the word of God, the power of God, the anointing of God of no effect. So I believe that through supernatural foundation and supernatural teaching by the Holy Spirit, people will understand that the importance they are to God and the people around them. You remember, God said in Jeremiah, I knew you before I put you in the stomach of your mother. Well, mm-hmm. if he knew you then, he knows you now. He's the one who gives us our gifts, our talents, our vision, our calling, and our purpose. And the main thing is this, getting to these younger generations from the millennials, even to the college graduates, I've learned that knowledge is not power. If knowledge is power, why am I feeding geniuses on Crocker and Fifth on a place called Skid Row? I learned that working knowledge is power. You guys have knowledge that I'm a vehicular stuntman, but I have working knowledge of how to do those stunts. So I have knowledge that this lady may be a bread baker, but she knows how to bake bread. So working knowledge is always greater. So I get them before they go to the colleges. I ask them this. Look, what can you get up and enjoy doing every single day of your life? Number one, that's what you're supposed to do. And number two, you become the greatest problem solver in that gift, because money is just the reward for a problem you solve. Entitlements without qualification is why everything is getting goofed up. You don't
Absolutely.
Give something. You can't put an equal playing field when it comes to the talents that somebody has done in their life, and they've worked so hard to get those gifts working in their life, and the person that hasn't done it, you can't give them that same measure, because you know what? The person that has done it and worked now doesn't want to do anything. You've taken their joy, you've taken their hope, you've stripped them from their value, and that's not a good thing.
So, Sammy, what's coming up next on your full schedule with, you know, like, what does Mary have to look forward to? Are you keeping up with all this, Mary? Because I know keeping up with Eric sometimes can be quite a feat. But what's on the plate, Sam?
Every day is something new. I never look backwards. I'm always looking forward, because everything coming new is an exciting experience for me. At my age, I look forward to that. Thank you so much for allowing me to talk with you and Rita. God bless
you
both.
Thank you, Mary.
Well, thank you for coming on.
Pardon me?
Thanks for coming on our show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much for allowing me. I'm enjoying every minute, and I look forward to meeting both of you.
We'll be down
there.
We're going to get Rita in one of those cars.
Yeah, that's the thing I was going
to
say.
Sammy, I want you to do some donuts around Rita.
No, I'm going to put Rita in a car, and I want to video this thing, and I want to train Rita to drive my stunt car, and she's going to go, Rita, a lot of people have, when I say that, they have the fear that tries to grip their mind. Oh, my God, I can't do that. I can't. You know what? God didn't give you that spirit of fear. And when you get in a car with the person that knows how to train you, it's so easy. It is so fun. And you're going to go, this is nothing like I thought it was going to be. This
oh,
is
I've
fun.
Always
this
wanted
is
to be a stunt driver, so that'll be fun.
Well,
I kind of consider myself a daredevil, so I would enjoy
that
immensely.
Yeah.
I would love to do that to you. In fact, Thursday night, I would love to invite you all out. We're having a big car night at our shop, where nothing but race cars and hot rods are coming out, and it's Thursday. I would love you all to come as our guests, you know, just hang out and let me just love on y'all a little bit, and you bring whoever you want, you know, you guys are all welcome. Now, I do have a movie coming up that we'll be coordinating in probably a few months. It's called Phoenix 454. It's about a lady that was going to get a lady that her dreams were over with, but she finally realized that she liked racing. So her husband passed away, and she was so aggravated one night, just give you a little bit of it. She went in the garage and started breaking things up, and then she looked over and she seen a car cover over something. She peels the car cover off, and lo and behold, it's a 71 Corvette all set up for racing. So she takes it out in the street, and next thing you know, she engages with some kids on the street and beats them, and then she gets hooked. And now she wants a race car. So we're getting ready to be launching that thing pretty soon. So I would love you all to be part of that.
Oh, so cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, you know, Sammy, it's amazing what a big part of our life that he starts to be. I mean, I know when you were, you know, back in the teen days, it probably took a lot of your time because it did mine. But what an enjoyment they've been, you know. I mean, just the all aspects of them. You know, when they first started coming out with the different engines and so on, it was did you get any of the early stuff, Sam? Did you get any of that early stuff on film at all with the old cameras? You know, some of the old things, you know, the old radios.
I've got a lot of it. You know, all I've ever worked on was Detroit Iron. Chevrolet,
yeah,
Ford, Chrysler, Mosmobile. So I have a lot of the early stuff from the early pioneers, from Bill Jenkins and you know, Shirley Muldowney and Don Garlitz and Don Prudhomme, all the early racers. You know, I mean, Retha, this is what I love about what y'all are doing, because the individuals that are battle-tested, battle-proven, they're the ones who are going to get on the air, and they're going to tell the younger generation, look, find out what you can truly enjoy doing first before you go to a college, before you go to the school. Because what they're doing is, Reed, they're taking out student loans, and their outcome is exceeding their income. Their upkeep is a downfall. They work anywhere they can to pay this interest off on their loan. Now they go to school, they get out of school, they finally land the job they went to school for, and then 2 years later they're doing a career change. So they're in debt again.
Right.
Nobody tells them, nobody mentors them in the protocol. So what are they doing? And you got to remember, when something's out of order in their life, there's pain. Pain is there to let you know that something is out of order, whether it's your physical body, whether it's your finances, whether it's relationships. When there's pain, something's out of order. You have to make these minor mid-course corrections in life. If people think they have to make a complete 360-degree turn. Listen, a complete 180-degree turn. Listen, that's not how it has to be. The secret to our future is always hidden in our daily routines. It's not big changes, love. Big doors, they swing on a little hinge. A little key opens up a big vault. A small spark makes a huge explosion. A little rudder turns a big boat. A little bit turns a carriage of horses. It's the little things you do consistently on a daily basis that makes you the winner or loser in life. You know, your Evander Holyfield, who I love dearly, he was never, ever, ever the champion in the boxing ring. He was only recognized, Retha, as the champion in the boxing ring. It took him all those consistent days. Winners do daily what losers did occasionally. I learned that the reason people fail is broken focus. Somebody breaks somebody's dream by giving them another dream. That's the fastest way to break a dream. Give somebody another dream.
You got it. I'm always,
well, Sammy, you have so much wisdom. If people want to have you come speak or, you know, get involved with you in some kind of way, how can they get in touch with you?
The best way to do that is go through my personal assistant, which is Janine. And the number is through our outreach. It's called Winning at the Race of Life. And you can get that through SammyMaloof.com. The number is 626-292-2258.
And that's Sammy, and Maloof is spelled
M-A-L-O-O-F. As in Frank.
Wonderful.
I always thought, Sammy, that you have to have hard work, determination, drive, and resilience, but without faith, morals, and ethics, it's a waste of time, you know?
And he was only, recently, the last 28, 29 years, you know, I could go into complete detail, and I'm going to when I see you. When God reached in the sewer of this world and pulled me out, he never told me, look, and I made my living in illegal street racing, bare knuckle, barn fighting, and arm wrestling all over. And then the Mexican people hired me to go out to Michoacán, Zacatecas, Apatzacán, Tecate, Chihuahua for $100,000 street racing. I got videos with AK-47s on them, people getting capped as I'm street racing. And then when God pulled me out of this pit, the great thing about God was he never told me to quit racing. He told me to quit illegally street racing. He never told me to quit fighting. He told me to quit fist fighting. And he never told me to quit arm wrestling. He told me to quit arm wrestling for money. So he gave me my gifts and talents. I found out who my Heavenly Father was through the love that was inside of him. And he showed me how much he loved and honored his kid. So when I learned that word and I read it under the anointing of God, it was a whole different thing than going raised as a Catholic kid going to church. I mean, I went to church for two reasons, your folks and girls. That was it. And I went to church.
Yeah.
He was an altar boy, pinched from A to Zebra, and I was so mad at God I wanted to fight him because I didn't know anything about him. I thought he always wanted to punish me. So,
Thank you, Mary, for coming on.
Thank you,
Jim, Rita, there's excitement ahead. We're looking forward to seeing you, and you'll be very, very excited, like me.
Okay,
absolutely.
When is your event again? When is that event coming up, Sam?
This Thursday night is car night
Thursday.
Here. They keep asking us to have a big car night at our shop, so we said that we'll do it this time at my race car shop. Y'all are welcome to come Thursday at 5 o'clock. It starts.
Thursday
you guys come whenever you want. And it's at 843 Commercial Avenue.
Right.
So
what's
that? Go to MaloofRacingEngines.com. MaloofRacingEngines.com.
And what city is that in?
San Gabriel.
Okay.
Where are you at now?
Thank
you. Lisa, where are you at?
I'm in L.A. San Gabriel's a quaint little city. I like San Gabriel.
Yeah, it's great. I love San Gabriel.
Oh, you'll love it.
But you're not too far from me, Aretha, are you?
No, I'm not that
far.
Well, you all need to come out here and as soon as you guys can and just sit down and fellowship.
Yeah, check out the shop. Well, Mary and Sammy, thanks for coming on the show. We'd love to have you back again, and keep up the good work. And we're going to try to get out there. That's going to be exciting, and get some more footage. Get that out there.
Well,
thanks
for
guys.
Thinking of us and your family. And if there's anything we can do for Aretha, you, your show, Jim, or Eric, let us know. Let us know how we could be a blessing to you.
Okay.
Well, thanks again so much, Sammy, for being with us. And thank you, Mary. Have a good, wonderful day.
It was my pleasure.
Stay cool. Stay cool, guys.
You bet. It's cool here. Thank you.
All right.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, today I'm going to talk briefly about smart houses. They have come up with so much stuff, it's unbelievable what you can get technologically for your house. Apple just came out with a new app that enables you to hook up your electronics through your iPhone. So you can control your heater, your front door, your back door, your alarm, some of your appliances. You can connect them all through your iPhone, but it's not just iPhone. If you have any other type of operating system, you can also get these smart gadgets for your phone. I really like the idea of your heater and air conditioning, being able to figure out when you're in the room, how you like your room temperature, and it actually learns when you go through these apps. It learns when you come home, so it can turn the air conditioner on like 10 minutes before you walk in the door so your house isn't sweltering, or it can turn your heat on 10 minutes before you walk in the door so you're not freezing in the winter. You can get electronic locks. You can get cameras so you can do surveillance of your interior and your exterior of your house and see it right in your hand on your phone. There's all kinds of things for your smart house. Now, it's not quite the Jetsons yet, but we're getting there. We're getting close. So depending on your needs, you can look into these smart gadgets that can be controlled by your smartphone. Now, I know it concerns me. What happens if all the power goes out? They have some ways to work around that, so you'll probably still need to keep a key or still have your switches in your house. But it's absolutely fabulous. So check into smart houses. Yours might be, and you might be, a perfect candidate to have them installed. And let's go to Jim's Gems. Okay, well, baby boomers, it's time for Jim. From Jim.
Yes. It's Jim's from Jim or Jim's from Jim. And thank you, Aretha, for that. More knowledge from Aretha. Well, guys, don't just get by. Tick, tick, tick. You know what I mean by that? Don't just get by. What kind of world would it be if we lived by words like complacency, stagnancy, entrenchment, and we retired with the majority of our time spent with a remote in one hand and a sandwich in the other? Remember, learning new things reduces age-related memory issues. The brain thrives on learning. It's like veggie benefits to the body. Even learning new games or sports help with keeping your brain active. When you learn a sport, say golf or billiards, ping pong, whatever, every time you miss your shot, your brain recalculates the error until you start reaching your goal. When it becomes successful, your brain releases a chemical that's pleasant to you. You'd have to research what that is, but it's actually true. Things go on there. It's not just talk. And remember what I said, the way in which you think determines the outcome. It's not just a phrase, it's actually true. Getting involved, meeting others, learning a new business or sport, trying new things or foods are all keys to staying sharp and active. So Aretha and I talk about that and keeping in shape, and that's what it's all about, Aretha, trying to and look at Mary, Sammy's mother. I mean, her brain really has to be staying active at 89, learning how to race a car and handle that wheel
92.
Correctly and making the turns. Yeah.
92.
And, she was 89 when she took to learning this kind of situation. And, I mean.
Right, and she's still doing it at 92.
At 92 years old. So, you know, the problem, Aretha, I think, is people associate an age with the way you should act. It's like, okay, I'm 69 now. It's time for me to start shuffling when I go out to the car, shuffle along. Or it's going to take me a while to get up off the couch, because that's what you see everybody doing that's older, that has gray hair. They kind of get up slower. Well, I think if you think that way, maybe that's the way you wind up living. I don't know. But the way my mind said is I haven't even started living yet, because I'm so far behind on vacations, like forever, that I'm still waiting
well,
for the time to come.
I keep trying to tell you, it's time for you to take a vacation, Jim. You need to get out more and relax, but we're almost out of time.
So
just want to remind everybody that you want to do
everybody.
It the easy way. You don't want to do it the hard way. You want to do it the easy way. So get the Easy Way app by Manny's Apps. You just text Easy Way to 21777, and you have to do that on your cell phone. You can go to Easy Way Broadcasting. You can go to Radio Boomers Live on Facebook. You can go to Aretha Gray on Facebook, ArethaGray.com. There's ways to get in touch with us. RadioBoomersLive.com is our website.
Yeah.
And we really want to thank Sammy and his mom for coming on.
Sammy
and
Mary,
if you're interested
so much.
In that, definitely
Sophia.
Check out Sammy Maloof. Thank you, Sophia, for coming on and telling us about your worship event. And if you're interested in that, keep in touch with Sophia. Check her out on Facebook and find out when the next one's coming. Well,
Jim, amazing.
We're out of time. So
Aretha goes
I will
too
see
fast.
You,
what the heck?
I know. I will see you next Monday morning, 10 a.m. Well, I won't really see you, but I'll talk to you next Monday morning, 10 a.m.
That sounds good. Sounds good. Aretha, we'll look forward, and maybe we'll try to get out and see Sammy on Thursday. And thanks to Eric's app, you know, you text 21777, go to Easy Way. You can keep up with all this stuff. He's got it set up where everything is so in order. You go on the app. It's probably the most beneficial app you can go to for accessibility to all this. And check out our archive shows, all Aretha's travels and our topics about retirement, when to retire, insurance, and stocks. It's everything is there, guys. Just go back. So until then, Aretha, tuning in. And Aretha, have a cool week.
Okay, and you can always download the Easy Way app by going to easywaymobile.com. That's easywaymobile.com, and you can download the app and check out all the new updates. See you next Monday.
You got it. So long, guys.
This is a sponsored broadcast on Radio Boomers Live, and we also want to thank our sponsors, KatarinaJewelry.com, the only jewelry company that gives you the charm opener for your charm needs. Crazy Loops. Crazy Loops, helping charities raise funding and awareness and branding brands. Thank you.